Scenic Idaho, mountainous Montana, and western Wyoming. My goodness, did Josh and I have a great time exploring these three geographically close but very, very different states. But before we dive into this interview today, I did have a couple of announcements, as usual, at the beginning of these episodes. Recently on my author website, andrewjstillman.com, I wrote a post celebrating the fact that I had spent the last 10 years of my life writing this book that is kind of the basis for this trip, or the book that, I mean, we talk about a lot in the vlog, and I've mentioned it a few times in the blog as well. Pretty sure it's come up in the podcast, and if not, then it will be soon. But if you're interested in why we're doing this, more so than just challenging the negative perspectives of the media, please check out that post at andrewjstillman.com. It's called Celebrating 10 Years of Immortality Awaits, and it's a pretty in-depth look as to why we're doing what we're doing. And likewise, if you haven't been able to check out our vlogs yet, they are Two Men and a Dog on YouTube, and by the time this comes out, we will be about to finish our last California video, finally. Even though we're here in New Hampshire, we have been filming everything and trying to just travel and enjoy our time, and releasing videos and podcasts and blogs was really hard to do. But now that we've stopped, we have more time to sort through everything. And I think Josh does a really good job on these vlogs. I have nothing to do with them at all because I have no idea how to do anything in the video editing world. But they're at Two Men and a Dog on YouTube, so make sure you check those out. And please read that post on andrewjstillman.com if you have time, just to learn more, I guess, about what we're doing and why we're doing it. But for now, let's go ahead and get started with this interview between me and Josh that discusses our time in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Goodness, I can't believe we've already been to 23, but here's states 3, 4, and 5.
Welcome to the Life in Another World podcast, where we discuss the impact of experiencing different cultures through the individual's perspective. I'm your host, Andrew J. Stillman, and now, let's dive in.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Life in Another World podcast. I'm here today with my co-host, Joshua Shute.
Hello.
We are coming at you from Minneapolis, Minnesota, but that was a lie. What we're talking about. What's a lie?
That's a lie. We're not in Minneapolis.
Well, we're in St. Paul. We're in the Twin Cities, so it's the same thing. I feel like we can just use it. Okay. I think Minneapolis is cooler anyway.
It sounds cool official.
But we are, yes, here in St. Paul / Minnesota, also known as the Twin Cities. But we are backtracking a little bit to talk about our time in Idaho and Montana and Wyoming, plus our little dip into Colorado just because we were right there. So if you listen to this podcast at all, we had our most recent adventure travel talk about the Pacific Northwest in Oregon and Washington, and before that we had California. And so after we left Spokane in Washington, we headed down into McCall, Idaho. And do you remember that drive that day, Josh, when we first went into Idaho?
I don't know.
Because we've had a lot of really pretty drives.
Yeah.
I do remember we stopped at the top of, like, a really big cliff. Because we had a lot of, like, whoa moments. Idaho, in general, was very pretty to drive through. Mm-hmm. We did kind of miss all the snowy roads. So that was really nice. Mm-hmm. But what did you think of McCall?
I loved McCall. I think it was a perfect spot and a perfect point in the trip for us to have that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because we spent a couple of days there. And we didn't really do too much but work and walk Piper.
Yeah.
But we also didn't have...
It was snowy.
Yeah, it was snowy and it was beautiful and the lake was really nice and it was a very quiet little place. And I think it was like a great time for us to kind of reflect on, I guess, the first three states we did. And kind of freak out a little bit about how it was all going and what we were doing. And then... we kind of got back on our feet and I guess became more confident after that.
I think so.
But as a place, I would love to go there. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to go there two separate times. I'd like to go when it's fully snowing, not when it stopped snowing. Like, yeah. When we were there, it was beautiful, but yeah. I'd like to see it fully covered in snow.
I hear you.
And I would like to go there when it's not cold, when it's
yeah.
not snowing.
Yeah, we can swim in that mm-hmm. lake.
Exactly. And because I just feel like at any time of year, it's such a beautiful place. Mm.
Totally.
It was such a surprise as well. I thought it was yeah. just going to be a small little crappy yeah, town. Because we had low hopes for Idaho.
Well,
we're not low hopes. We just didn't have any. Like,
yes
we, didn't
and
have,
no.
we had no idea.
I think for me, the biggest thing with Idaho is that I had a lot of hard times finding pet-friendly accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
So we had had like a couple of other places that we had planned out, but I couldn't find anything mm-hmm. that allowed Piper. Maybe I just didn't look hard enough or maybe whatever, but it's very hard to like book as we go on these things with a crappy internet hotel.
Yeah, goodness.
Like crappy hotel Wi-Fi. I think I just messed that up there. But I always just laughed when I saw the Idaho license plates that said Scenic Idaho Famous Potatoes, because I just thought that it was like farm fields mm-hmm. and potatoes, and I was like, scenic, like, get over yourselves. You're
That's
so
what
funny.
I was expecting as well.
But that was a surprise. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I had a cut in my throat, but.
So, wait.
I was just saying that I didn't know it was going to be as pretty as it was.
Yeah, that was the biggest surprise. I think we were kind of expecting Idaho to be the first state that was kind of slow mm-hmm. and boring, and we had like less to do. Mm-hmm. I think mainly because we also struggled finding pet accommodation and pet walks and things. But no, once we got there, driving through was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
McCall was amazing. The whole state was just beautiful.
Yeah,
just
it was.
Really, really.
And then we went down into Boise.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Boise. This is what I learned that I need to share with all these people. We always call it Boise with like a Z sound, but apparently it is actually pronounced Boise. So Boise, and we made a little joke out of the yeah Boise. I'm putting it in,
is
Josh.
Anyone
I'm sorry.
Get that,
no,
though?
No one's gonna get. Maybe your New Zealand friends will.
But do my New Zealand friends?
They always say yeah boy. Like in New Zealand.
We don't always say it, but it's just like a saying that, I don't know, I guess stems from high school. Crappy, low decile high schools.
So quiche.
When everyone's just like, that's Aussie.
I know, but that was, we were just watching that show.
I've been showing him Jermaine. If anyone's seen Jermaine and you're listening,
so quiche.
Proud of you. I've lost my train of
thought. Oh, we were talking about yeah boy. Yeah boy?
Right. It's not yeah boy.
Oh, but it is when you're American.
It's yeah boy. It's like that.
Yeah boy.
It's stupid. But then, yeah, now we've just started saying yeah Boise.
Because, yeah, we were there in Boise.
That's right. And we hung out with your friend Marnie.
My friend Marnie. I love Marnie. Mm. She's probably listening because she's cool like that. But I haven't seen her in a very long time. We grew up just next door neighbors. And I saw them all the time, and then they moved off to Lake Tahoe, and we visited them there. And we are still going to Lake Tahoe, because a couple of people from California have been like, why'd you miss Tahoe? And it's actually the last stop, so don't worry, we will get there. But, yeah, it was nice to see Marnie, and we did this. She's just snoring. Piper's snoring in the background, so if you hear her whining, she's just asleep. We did this walk in Boise up to this cross, like on top of a really big hill.
That was great.
And it was, I feel like it was our first opportunity to walk up a really big hill because everything else was snowy.
Exactly. We'd never had like a walk with Piper that was more than
like 20
half
minutes.
An hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one was over an hour.
And it was up.
And it was up.
Up, up, up.
And
up,
there
up.
Were other dogs.
Mm-hmm. She didn't like them that day, though. She was all crazy that day.
Yeah, maybe it was the new state.
Maybe.
Wait, what was I saying? The place was called Plate Rock?
Plat Rock?
Plate. It was Plate.
Oh. Was that what it was called? It was by a penitentiary.
Yeah, it was Plate because it was like a plate on top because it was completely flat right on top. But it was like Plate Rock or something. I think it was Plate Rock.
Yeah.
It was really nice, and there was a big cross on it, and it was like a kind of an overcast day.
It was.
But that was kind of perfect because it wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cold, so.
It's just like April 25th. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
I don't understand that reference.
From Miss Congeniality. We just talked about this a few days ago. It was just on a few days ago.
That's and right.
On April 25th, we made... Yeah.
Who was she?
She was Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just on TV and on cable the other night.
We do things like watch TV on occasion. We don't just travel and work.
Yes.
Well, I mean.
And apparently when we watch TV, it's Miss Congeniality. But it's just because it was on TV.
And it was very funny because you
had just quoted made that.
It, and then we turned the TV on and it was playing.
Yeah, and that was on April 25th.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cold. I don't remember where we were on April 25th, but...
anyway, back to Boise
and the cross on top of the hill. It was just really cool up by that old penitentiary. That was really scary, though, that penitentiary. I want to go there at night and see if it's haunted.
You won't watch a horror movie, but you want to go to a penitentiary at night to see ghosts?
Yeah, because that's real life.
Debatable. Anyway, let's move on. What was after Boise?
We went to Idaho Falls. Actually, we went to Craters of the Moon first.
Oh, yeah.
But it was closed as everything else was.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cold. We got out of the car.
We got out of the car. Go ahead.
We got out of the car and... Yeah, because we drove through it. We couldn't do any of the treks or anything. It was all closed, but you could drive through it still. So we drove through it. But... We were like, oh, it's just, like, light snow. Like, it's no big deal. Like, we can get out, walk Piper a little bit. And we got outside, and it was, I think, the coldest we've been on this trip.
Yes.
It was freezing. And the wind was crazy. And it was snowing. And, oh, my gosh, it was so, so cold. It was beautiful, but we didn't get to really see it.
Yeah. But afterwards, we did find a little lava. Like the trail of the lava head.
Yeah.
The devil's... It was a devil's walk. It was something about the devil's... It wasn't the devil's tower. But we walked Piper. We were able to walk Piper and she didn't like
Craters
it.
Craters of Lava?
I'll look it up.
Look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up right now. But we'll talk about it. Because tell them what you did for Piper.
This was the cutest thing. This place was so beautiful, by the way. It was... If I could liken it to any sort of area, it was like a desert, except instead of sand, it was rocks with cracks all the way through them. It was really, really nice. We went on quite a big walk. It wasn't that cold, so yeah, we went on a big walk. We kept having to jump over the little cracks all throughout, and like, I don't know, how deep were they? Maybe like 3 or 4 meters at the most.
Yeah, which is like 15 feet for you Americans.
And we were all good until about like the middle of the walk, and Piper wouldn't jump over one of the little crevices, I guess. She laid down
and started whining.
Yeah, like, she was scared. She was so, so scared. I'd never seen her that scared before.
Me either.
And then after that, I said, we need to get her over this because like all of them are this size and we've got heaps of them to go. So I gave her a wee pat, put my arms underneath her body, and just lifted her over. And she was so scared in my arms. But once she was over, once I had put her over and she'd realized that, like, it was fine, she could get over fine, she was absolutely fine for the rest of the trip. She jumped over bigger ones than that afterwards. But we ran around trying to find, like, the smallest little crevice so that she would jump over. And she wouldn't jump over any of
like,
it.
One that wouldn't have even required a jump.
It's like
straight
a
up
step,
just like
yeah.
a little step over and she would not. But it was called the Hell's Half Acre.
The Hell's Half Acre.
That's where it was. Right. And it was all just like cracked lava and all that kind of stuff. It was real cool.
It was awesome. And also we got lost.
We did.
Because we were following
the blue poles.
They have poles with a little bit of blue on top and they kind of look like they could be like a dead tree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of hard to spot. So we were following them and it was all good. And then, like, before we realized that we couldn't see another one, we heard some...
Coyotes.
Yeah, well, what we think is coyotes. We heard some sort of howling, like a group of animals howling, and it didn't sound too far away. So no. We were kind of like, maybe we should, you know, start heading back. Let's, like, finish off this loop, because it seemed like we were going to be heading back towards the car after this, like, next pole. But then we just couldn't find the pole. We looked for ages, and we just couldn't find it, and... We didn't see any coyotes, unfortunately.
And unfortunately, yeah. I don't want to see them when I've got Piper in the...
Exactly, like, yeah. That'd be awful.
That would be terrible. That's my biggest fear, going out into all these places now, is, like, Piper and the wildlife, more so than us. Because, mm-hmm. like, we have, like, human brains, and she has dog brain.
And when she's in the wild with other wild animals, yeah, she I'm gets like, cray-cray. What is she going to do?
Yeah, but she gets kind absolutely
of
nuts.
Also, here's a little sneak peek of the future, aka right now for us. we're going camping for the first time very soon because the weather is finally ready for us.
Campgrounds are finally open.
Yes. But we are worried because we're going in, state is it?
It's in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
In Chequamagon. I don't know how to say it. Like Chequamagon. Chequamagon.
But we're going camping there and there's like, it's bear country again and... You know, there's just, like, a lot of shit that could be out there. And I'm like, with Piper. But we've got her crate, so she should be fine. Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, the coyotes mm-hmm. and the Hell's Half Acre. But yeah. We didn't see them. We made it back safe.
We did. We just followed the poles back, though.
Yes.
We couldn't find
the whole loop.
The rest of them, so we just went back.
And then we went to Idaho Falls,
mm-hmm.
and we got to do another movie, Ghost in the Shell, for Josh.
That's right.
Because Josh and his movies
mm-hmm. Well, I was supporting my friends who had worked on it, and it was made in Wellington, so I just feel like, you know.
You had to.
I had to see it.
You had to.
Thoughts on the movie?
Not good.
I didn't think it was too bad. It definitely wasn't that good, though. Yeah, that's the thing.
We've now seen 3 movies in the theater on this trip, and they've all been really average.
Yeah. Except really. You liked Beauty
I
and
liked
the
Beauty and the Beast, but it was still average. I'm not like, oh my god, that was the best movie ever. Like, I just didn't hate it. Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, I would give a 3 out of 10. Ghost in the Shell, I would give a 6 out of 10.
That's so
I probably would
it
watch
too.
It again. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to see it, and I wouldn't recommend it to people, but like... It was short enough and, like, interesting enough. Like, the story I thought was very good. I just don't know about, like... I don't know. I have feelings about it. I could do a podcast just on that, but let's not get into that. We also saw The Circle recently with Emma Watson as well. It sucked. That
was
probably... That was the second worst. I would give that, like, a 4 out of 10.
You like that more than you like Beauty and the Beast?
Hell yes.
Wow, that's really bad.
Well, at least The Circle, like... Had a cohesive story at the start.
Yeah.
The first half, you know, like it was like really quite interesting. Like you could see where it was going.
Yeah,
and then
the
it
ending,
just turned to crap.
Yeah, the ending was awful. But anyway.
Let's get off movies. Yeah,
the Circle was like.
I tend to take things
off. Oh, yeah, I know. We could have a whole movie podcast if we wanted
we should.
To. But
after we see Alien Covenant.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so that was pretty much all of Iowa, though. Mm-hmm. Iowa, oh my goodness. I still mixed the two of them, Idaho and Iowa. I've now been to both, and I still can't remember which one's which. Idaho, so that pretty much wraps it up.
Mm-hmm.
We did get to see our first bit of lightning in Idaho and
in
Idaho Falls, and there was hail.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to take Piper actually to Idaho Falls, but then it started hailing as soon as we left. It was sunny as soon as we left, and as soon as we got to where we were going, it just
started. It wasn't hailing. It was
no, there was hail
snowing.
It was hail because I went out to go find the bumper stickers, and I left you in the car for a minute.
Oh wait, yes.
And I went out, and there was lightning and hail, like,
but
all crazy.
Before that, we took her to that park for a walk.
Yeah.
And it started snowing when we were there. And then after
that
was
in Helena.
Oh,
yeah, we're getting there in just a second.
Right.
We've been to a lot of places, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, at this current time, we have been on the road for 2.5 months, and we are closing in on 11,000 miles. And we have been very busy, and as far as recording the podcast, we might be a little bit behind, so things get jumbled.
Mm-hmm. Especially for me, because I'm a very visual person, and I'm also just not used to this quick, like, traveling through places so quickly. Like, we can be in 5 different places in 1 week, you know? Mm-hmm. So I sometimes find it very difficult to remember exactly where something was and when it was. If I see it, I can say, you know, oh, I remember that. That was when this happened and that happened. But some of it I'm still very mixed up with.
Yeah.
But I do remember that just Idaho in general was one of the most beautiful states.
For sure. Definitely deserves the scenic that's on absolutely. The license plate. Mm-hmm. I will take my judgment back from that.
Good. Yeah, it was a really, really nice time. It was a good first state that both of us hadn't been to.
Yes, because you know? That was the first state. Mm-hmm. I'd already been to the other 3 already, so... Mm-hmm. That was my
pleasant surprise for both of us.
Yes, it was. It was a huge pleasant surprise. And it was great seeing Marnie. I also saw my friend Chris Hubbs from high school.
Chris.
He was doing construction out there. So it was nice to see people and catch up mm-hmm. and see a state that I'd never been to and break in the trip, really, kind of, for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like
it was
start
like,
the trip.
Yeah, a month in.
It was also the point where we... as I was saying before in McCall, where we kind of had a freak out and then got back onto our feet, the freak out was about the fact that we couldn't camp anywhere. We were supposed to camp in...
Everywhere.
Everywhere, starting with Idaho, right?
Starting with California.
Starting with California.
Yeah, we had we had camps in Joshua That's Tree right. and Humboldt and mm-hmm. Mount Shasta, and then tried Oregon, Washington, Idaho. Like, there was no camping
yeah, wrong
at
time
all.
Of year. So that's what we were freaking out about because we didn't expect to be paying so much on accommodation. So we freaked out a little bit about the money situation, but then we just kind of realized that we had a whole lot of points on different cards and that we could make it through fine. So
yeah.
There was that. So I think Idaho was like a reflection state.
I think it was really pivotal though to like the mm-hmm. whole trip because... Like you said, like, it was, like, my first state, so it was really, like, by that time we had been used to being on the road, and I think that maybe, like, the initial adrenaline rush of that was starting to kind of wear out. We were really tired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do get tired a lot on this trip, but...
And also because we spent, like, a lot of time in California, Oregon, and Washington.
Yeah. But at this point, it's like, I'm so used to it that I feel weirder on days that we're not in the car for 100 hours.
Me too.
So, but I think that Idaho might have been that kind of part where we started to really get used to it and, like, really get used to what our life
was.
And
I think that's also the point where we started organizing the car better.
Yeah.
I think we just became more organized in Idaho. And since that... Because we didn't have so much to do. Because mm-hmm. in the other 3 states before, we had people that you knew. Mm-hmm. And, like, places, like, destinations, like, real destinations, like Portland mm-hmm. and, like, Seattle, where we, like, did day trips in cities mm-hmm. and things like that. And then when it got to Idaho, it was like, well, we can pretty much do anything because we can't camp.
Yeah.
So we might as well replan everything. So we did. So it was, like, a really good, like, yes, this has been great so far, but we knew that those 3 states were going to be the easiest. And then the rest of it was going to be the
hard
craziness.
Part. Yeah.
But it worked.
My goodness. Sorry. I just dropped my notes.
By the end of Idaho, I feel like we were back to like, this is great. This is going well.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because Idaho too was the first time that we had to rearrange the schedule. Like, everything went pretty perfect mm-hmm. besides the no camping in the first 3 states. But then Idaho mm-hmm. was where we're like, we have to like move this around and move this around and move this around. And that was when our itinerary started becoming very flexible. So people that we are still staying with in future states, I have to keep messaging them like, okay, it's changed again. So we're going to be there around this time and this time. And I feel like it's sometimes really hard to... like, juggle distance versus time. Like, okay, so right now it's the 11th of May, mm-hmm. right? It's only been a month since we were in Montana, but Montana feels like 100 years ago because it was like 6,000 miles ago. You know what I mean?
That's why it's so hard for me to remember.
Yeah, exactly.
All of this stuff.
So, like, when I think about, like, oh, we're going to Indiana, like, Indiana is like 4 states from now, but it's 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So, and, like, it seems, like, so far, mm-hmm. but it's,
like, so close, so I have a hard time,
I
like...
I can't believe we're going to be in Indiana in 2 weeks.
I know, but that's, like, a whole way, like, that is a completely different...
That's like yesterday when we were planning, when we were getting accommodation for the next, like...
2 weeks.
2 weeks, and Chicago showed up, and I was like, wow, yeah. I did not expect it to be this close. I can't believe it. But, yeah, Idaho was the start of our, like, frenzy of planning for the next week, you know? When we started only doing that and doing it very, like, cutting it very close every time.
Well, and a lot of that is, like, internet connection.
And also, like, a lot of... Some of these places, some of the smaller ones, or sometimes I think even the more popular ones, it's like their accommodation skyrockets.
Yeah.
Compared to what we're used to. Like, when places have, like, just crappy, like, Super 8s or Motel 6s and they're over $100, like... We could pretty much possibly rethink going to that place. Yeah. You know, we'd rather go somewhere else that, like, isn't so much money.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just works better for our plans, you know?
I know. I hear ya. But next, we're moving into Montana.
Let's do it.
So, yes, after Idaho Falls, we went up to Montana and we got
Elena.
Our Idaho bumper sticker at a place called Last Chance. We were looking.
That's right. Oh, my God. We were looking
everywhere and we literally got it, like, on the Montana border.
And we were freaking out. We were literally freaking out. We were like, we don't have a bumper sticker. We have a bumper sticker for everywhere else.
Yes.
And then we stop at this place that happens to be called Last Chance. And that's when also when the lady told us that Yellowstone's open.
Yes, and then she was wrong.
Yeah.
But that's
Yeah, she was wrong.
So after Idaho, yeah, we moved right into Montana and we both saw buffalo.
Oh my gosh.
For the very first time, right on the side of the road.
Right next to us.
After the border was like right there. Like, hi buffalo, how you doing? I've never seen one of those before in my life. But good God, was Montana gorgeous. I still think that is the prettiest state that we've seen so far.
That's
Like, I can't even get over it still. I feel like it was so... I feel like that was the first time both of us spent the entire ride, like, whoa. Like, constantly, like, every single curve was like, what?
It was a beautiful state.
It was.
Very, and that's the thing, like, I can't explain it, but every state is so different.
Yes.
You know?
You know, okay, I actually have an answer kind of thing for that, like, or something that I'd like to add on, because whenever, before this trip especially, like, I've been around to, like, some various states, you know, here and there, and, like, I could be like, yeah, they're all different from each other, whatever, but I'd look at the map, and I would be like, how do they decide the borders? Like, how do they decide when it's going to be a new state and, like, why and, like, whatever? And now that we're on this trip, I'm like, I see exactly why they choose the borders that they do. Because you drive over the border and you're in a completely different, 100% different. And it's like, okay, well, that's exactly why this is different than where we were. Because it's obvious.
Yeah.
Even if the border sign wasn't there, you would be looking around like, wow, we are in, like, a completely different kind of spot now.
And Montana was I had no idea what to expect from Montana, to be honest. All I knew about Montana was, like, Yellowstone, pretty much.
But that's in Wyoming.
But it's also in...
Yeah, yeah, it's like that corner.
That's kind of where that area where we went, you know? So, I knew nothing about it, but it was beautiful hills and just, I don't know. I'm bad with describing. I work with a camera. I don't work with words.
I hear you. But we went to Helena first Montana. So we can start there, talk about that capital. That was where we tried to take Piper on the walk on the mountain and it started snowing.
That's
the moment that we got there. We got
so
out of the car. Like, nothing. It was all fine. We drove there. It was perfect. Everything was fine.
Wasn't the sun
out? Yeah, sun was out. We got there. We parked. We put on her leash. As soon as her feet hit the ground, it's snowing. We're like, okay, cool. Well, thanks. That was a really fun walk, Montana.
We take it for a 5-minute walk in the snow.
Just to let her out to go to the bathroom, because
that was so frustrating.
That was really frustrating.
Because that would have been a really nice
walk. It was a nice walk from what we did.
And there were tons of different trails as well. So
we could have been there.
That's a shame. Yeah. If you ever go to Helena with your dog,
go to Mount Helena.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
'Tis nice.
But go on a day where it's not snowing, or else you'll have the same exact problem that we did.
Yeah.
But after Helena...
Who knows? I think it's Helena.
I think it's Helena, too, but I still hear Helena. But I'm going to call it Helena. So if it's Helena, I'm sorry, but from here on out, I'm calling it Helena.
So we went to the Capitol in Helena as well.
Yes, the Capitol building. We've been to... The Capitol buildings is, like, my favorite part. One of my favorite parts, at
least. It's definitely a highlight. It's always exciting. It's
super exciting.
It's kind of also all we do when we are in the Capitols. We haven't done a lot of activities because, like...
This is true.
This whole trip kind of isn't too much about city life, I guess. It's more about the actual land.
Yeah.
And having Piper with us...
is hard.
Makes it... like that. Because
yeah.
We can't just go for a walk down the street with Piper. Because
And just go into all these shops and,
and
restaurants
get food
and
go to a movie. Like, you can't do that when you've got a dog. You kind of got to have a way where you're walking and a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just wing it in the middle of a city.
Yeah.
And
dog sitters cost. So,
dog sitters cost money. So we don't
really
always
not worth
need
it to get it. Yeah.
And some of these places aren't the most glamorous or beautiful places. Like, most of them have been, like, but some of them, like, are not that nice. Cough, cough, Sacramento. Sorry about that, but also not sorry.
Sacramento is the worst capital that we've been to so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from California, and it hurts me to even say it out loud, but
they should have kept it in. Where was it originally?
I don't remember.
It was somewhere else originally.
Yeah, it was in a few different spots. I mean, to be honest, like, if you'd asked me a year ago if I would have said that the Nebraska capital would have been better than the California one, I would have slapped you in the face. But the Nebraska one was absolutely incredible.
Typical California.
But that is, typical California.
I'll slap you
in
the face.
We're not
if you don't agree with me.
We're not in Nebraska, so we're going to not talk about Nebraska.
That's so true. Okay.
But, because we're still talking about Helena, oh my gosh. But that capital was really beautiful.
That was nice.
I felt like that one, like, I felt, it's kind of hard, it's like, almost like a Renaissance kind of theme to it. Or, like, it wasn't, like, as elegant as some of them, but in a really cool way, it seemed more, like, homey.
Mm-hmm.
And more, like, welcome.
Inclusive.
Yeah, and, like, it was still big, obviously. Like, none of them have been small, except for South Dakota, but... it was just a really, like, it was very pretty, and it was just very homey and very welcoming and very relaxing in there, and I really enjoyed the Helena Capitol.
Good, Andrew.
Thanks. I've been really enjoying this trip. but after Helena, we went to this place called the Sapphire Mountains, which was on the drive from
That's
Helena
right.
to Missoula, because we heard that Missoula was the most dog-friendly place in Montana, which, by the way, if you are listening with dogs, Missoula is the most dog-friendly place in Montana. And in Idaho, because I said that we had some trouble, Boise is actually very dog-friendly, and that we had to get Piper a sitter just because we were with Marnie and she had a cat. But Boise and Coeur d'Alene, something like that. It's right by Spokane. But that's at the very north and at the very south. So everything in between, good luck. So on our way to Missoula from Helena, we stopped at the Sapphire Mountains. We went on this walk along this, like, super rocky path that Piper didn't like very much. I thought she was going to fall down the side of the cliff, and I thought she was going to take
I think you worry too much about where she sits, because I don't think she's as clumsy as you think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I don't want her to be my death. I do not want her to be the death of me.
All you ever need to worry about when it comes to Piper and Cliffs and your death is if she's pulling that way.
Yeah.
But if she just accidentally trips, like, she's all good.
Yeah.
Usually.
She's got it.
Except that one time.
But I think that you were wearing wrong shoes, because I don't think we were prepared for, like, that rocky slide. I thought we were just going to be on, like, a trail, and I think that we were wearing the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
Maybe is why we turned around. Yeah. I'm not 100%
It just got real steep and real narrow. And then I think I had one of my paranoid episodes about bears.
Don't even get me started.
As I do.
Don't even get me started. Don't even.
I think it was just a case of we were convincing each other and ourselves that we should go back. Because it just wasn't like... Piper couldn't go to the bathroom anywhere. It wasn't going to get any easier, and it was like a long walk.
Mm-hmm.
It was not... We thought it was going to zigzag up this mountain, and
but no.
It was just going fully, like, all the way around and slowly going up, and it was going to take us hours. Yeah. So we decided we would save some time and maybe pick another place.
Yeah.
To go. I don't remember where we went after that. But
that was just on our way to Missoula.
Yeah.
We just went to Missoula.
We
would have
just stopped somewhere. We usually just pick anywhere that we see that looks nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because it was hard finding places to stop.
Like, some of these states have been so challenging.
Yeah.
Like, some of them, it's just kind of like, why is every inch of your land owned?
Yeah.
Like, why can't any of these beautiful fields and beautiful mountains just have one public walk?
Yeah.
Like, within the next 2 hours of driving, yeah. Please.
Because, like, anyway. I don't always want to go to rest stops. And I don't always want to take Piper to, like, the dog park or something. Like, I'd like to be able to go off and, like, do something where no one else is around.
Exactly. And that's the thing about us. About, pit stops as well, rest stops. Mm-hmm. They're just like
so many
covered
people.
In people. There's, yeah. People everywhere. Usually they have like amazing grass everywhere and then signs that say no dogs. And then, yeah. This tiny little shitty area with hardly any grass for the dogs.
Yeah.
And there's just people everywhere and then other people with their dogs. And it's just usually like not as relaxing as we would like for a rest stop.
Yeah.
So we usually just pick something off like wherever we are. We either look it up or we just see something and we're like, hey, can we take dogs there? Yes, cool, let's go. But the Sapphire Mountains were beautiful though.
Yeah.
What we did see,
that
was
a nice
really,
little
really
picnic
nice.
Area. Because yeah, we ate, yeah. There too. Like, mm-hmm. There was a field that we went out and like sat in and all that stuff. Was that the first time Piper got a tick? No, it wasn't.
No.
But we'll get to Piper's ticks when we get to Piper's ticks. Yeah. But we did end up going to, like I said, to Missoula. I loved it in Missoula. I'd probably live there if I had an
Missoula
option.
Missoula was really nice.
We went on a nice little walk there. There's just all these walks over town. All
is Missoula the one where those two
people took pictures? Yeah.
And
people
they taught us that, Cheyenne was boring?
I think so.
Yeah. Because she was from Cheyenne.
No, she was from, she was from right outside of Billings.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she was from Billings.
That's right,
she Billings,
yeah.
She
said
really
Cheyenne
boring.
Was nice, but Billings was boring.
Yeah. but yeah, we were just in Missoula for, I think, a night or two. I think we just went there, honestly, just because it was supposed to be dog friendly.
That's right. But then Piper went crazy on that walk. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, when there was other dogs. But yeah. They were off-leash. Okay, here's my thing. Like, I get that there's places with off-leash dogs that are allowed, but I have a dog aggressive dog, and my dog aggressive dog is on her leash. And when a dog who is off its leash comes up to my dog, and the owner is either not able to like take them back or like doesn't even call that owner didn't even call that dog back. Mm-hmm. And it came over and Piper went for it, and I'm just like, I even step off the trail, like I take her away from the dog because I know how
obvious.
She's gonna react.
It's obvious, like they should.
And I
it is
hate
really
it.
Annoying
I
that
hate
they don't
it.
That they don't understand that like I'm off the trail holding my dog's like collar.
Yes.
Holding it back.
Yes.
Away from your dog, and your dog is running over to my dog.
Yes.
And you're not doing anything about it.
Yes.
It's happened way too often.
And that's exactly what happened at that top place in Missoula, and there was three dogs, and she went crazy. And then, like, I just don't like it when they give me, like, side eye. You know what I mean? Like, the owners, like, give me, like...
Was that the only place where, like, they didn't seem that understanding?
No. That was because there was another on that same walk. Like, I took her off, and there was another one that was like, thank you for doing that. Like, as they walked by, you know what I mean? Like, acknowledge the fact that I took my aggressive dog, but they just like gave me a side because they were on bikes and they just like looked at me all weird. I'm like, your dog is running at my dog. Like, I'm sorry, get off me.
I also don't trust your judgment on how they were looking at you though. Because you get way too paranoid when you have to, like, hold Piper back. You think everyone hates you.
Well, yeah, I
do. It's not true. Like, only until... What state was it? Was it Iowa? Might have been Nebraska.
It might have been Nebraska.
But all of the states, like, whenever anything, any altercation happened with Piper and a dog, if she got loud, everyone's been fine with it. Everyone. Until, like, recently.
Yeah.
So I just think they probably gave you no side eye. They probably were just doing their own thing.
But regardless,
about...
it's still annoying that they didn't have their dogs more under control. Mm-hmm. It's annoying just in general when that happens. And it's also annoying when pet owners don't pick up after their pet.
Oh my God.
Because then that's why there's rules, I feel like. Every time I go to like the national parks and I'm really upset about the fact that you cannot take your dog on any walk in any national park. And then you go to a place that does allow dogs and they give you poo bags and say, please just clean up after your dog, and there's dog shit everywhere.
It's ridiculous.
And it's no wonder we have these laws against dogs.
It makes me so, so, so mad when I see that.
Like, me too.
Ugh. Because we do it every time. Mm-hmm. Every single time. There's been a couple times when we have it, and it's usually like if we run out of poo bags before we finish the walk.
Or she poos more than...
Or she poos like 15 times in a row.
And it's like, thanks, Piper.
Yeah. But we like do it our best. I think twice on this whole trip we haven't.
Yeah.
Twice. Out of all of the 2.5 months.
The other night I didn't, but that was because it was in really tall grass and it was dark and I couldn't see it. But besides that, we clean up.
That makes three. Three strikes, Andrew. No more.
Sorry, St. Paul.
But yeah, let me just go on a wee tangent about dog owners as well, because I think this is also a valid thing to talk about.
Yeah, they ruin it.
So, Andrew is always paranoid about Piper, right? Other dog owners don't seem to be as concerned about, like, risks with their dogs. Multiple times on this trip, we have been in leash-only areas and there's been dogs off the leash.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times. That annoys me. Like, as a dog owner, you should know, like, that dog probably isn't allowed off the trail.
Yeah.
So you're, like, it's just, stop being rude. Two, the picking up the shit part.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Mm-mm. I do it all the time now. I'm used to it. I'm fine with it. I don't care anymore. Like, at the start, I was like, ooh, gross, picking up dog shit. But, like, you have a dog, you pick up its shit.
Yeah.
You're responsible for that
exactly.
dog. And it really sucks that you're ruining it for people like us who actually do it.
Yes.
It sucks.
And we're on a big trip like this, and we already have so many restrictions because of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of other crappy dog owners, we get even more restrictions that, like, we, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we clean up after Piper. It's not a freaking
if
big
you're
deal.
A dog owner out there and you're one of those people that, and you'd never admit it to anyone, but you don't pick up your dog's shit a lot of the time, you hurt everyone else. You hurt every dog owner. You hurt every dog because you limit what they can do.
Yes.
Because now, like, because of people like you, we can't take them anywhere.
Yes.
And it really sucks. And then my other point was going to be, now this has been like probably the funniest point. And it's that when these dogs are off leash and they're running towards Piper and we're holding Piper back and the owner, like, acknowledges the fact that it's happening and they yell out to the dog, not once have they ever gone back to the owner.
I know. Yeah, the dog still comes up.
And so you worry that, like, Piper's, like, so crazy. But all of these dogs do not obey when they see other dogs. None of them do. And this comes back to the idea of, like, in a leash-only area, or if a dog is on a leash and your dog isn't on a leash, obviously this means that they shouldn't get involved with each other.
Yes.
So just do something. American dog owners, dude, like...
I know.
I cannot even believe, like, how much dog shit we find...
Everywhere. It's very frustrating. But anyway, that was what happened at the top of the mountain in Missoula.
That was supposed to be like a breeze through.
No, but
like,
that makes. I mean,
sentences.
I feel like people should hear that. Like, if you do have a dog, please stop being such a dick of an owner. Because I'm tired of having restrictions like that. It's really upsetting to not be able to take Piper to so many places that are outside, like in restaurants and in shops and like whatever. Like, I don't give it, like, that's fine. Like, I get that. That makes sense to me why, you know, but like national parks, especially like when we were in Yellowstone, which is where we went after Missoula, we just did a quick dip down into Yellowstone for what was open. But that's the thing, when most of the park is closed and only a little portion of it is open, and then we can't even go see that because we can't bring out the dog, you know? It's like, it's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. But
and Piper is...
such a good dog.
She's not a destructive dog. She doesn't hurt any...
at
like,
all.
Plants or anything.
No.
Like, she might shit on a fucking fern. Oh, excuse my language. She might shit on a fern, but she's not gonna go and rip anything out of the ground. She's not gonna go and ruin any of the nature. You know, she would be perfectly fine going into any of these parts. She would have been great in Yosemite.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
But she's not allowed in any of these places. Yeah. And it's because of crappy dog owners.
Yes.
It's because of the reputation dog owners have.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you do pick up dog shit, I know people assume that you don't anyway. Mm-hmm. I've had times where I've seen her take a dump like 100 meters away from the car. I've forgotten a poo bag. I've left it there, gone back. But someone's seen me and I can see their face looking at me like, that person isn't picking up their dog shit. And I'm going back and I'm getting the bag and I'm picking it up. Like, the judgment is there. The stereotype, I guess, if you could call it that, is there. And it sucks for people like us.
Yeah, but it's the sad thing is that there's lots of people not like us. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we went through Yellowstone from what we could. Couldn't do anything with Piper, partially.
We saw, what did we see in Yellowstone? We saw goats.
I saw a coyote. You weren't looking.
That wasn't a coyote, Andrew.
Oh, you didn't see it. Yeah, you didn't see it.
Deer.
Yeah, buffalo.
A coyote, buffalo. So we saw tons of animals. We saw some really nice mountain ranges. We just didn't get to go into the actual area.
And then we were driving through, and the plan was we were going to go down from pretty much Big Sky down through the northern part of Yellowstone, which was open, and then out the other end to Billings. And I had directions on. Everything was fine. We were going all the way to the part where we were like 45 minutes away from Billings. And the road was closed. And we had to turn around and drive all the way back through Yellowstone. All the way back up around Big Sky. And then all the way back around to the other side to Billings. And it was already a 12-hour day as it was. And it ended up being like a 13.
So long.
But that was what we did. Another stop just outside of Yellowstone, and we saw a deer, and we thought that they were mountain lions.
That was still in Yellowstone. That was still in the Yellowstone.
Just on the outside? Yeah, but
it was within the signs, Andrew. I know you think Yellowstone is where we didn't go,
but I'm just saying that we weren't in the actual park roads. We wouldn't have been able to bring Piper. So that's my reasoning for why we weren't actually in Yellowstone. I'm pretty sure we had
left. We saw Yellowstones.
We saw Yellowstones. We weren't in the national park.
We were not in the national park. Yeah. Listeners, you decide for me here. I've got something to tell you. If you see a sign while you're driving somewhere that says Yellowstone National Park and you go past it, do you consider that inside the national park? Because I do.
Except for we were leaving the park.
I know, but we hadn't gone past the sign yet. No, we hadn't seen the sign yet. We hadn't passed it.
It said leaving. We had left the park. It doesn't matter, because we wouldn't have been able to walk Piper regardless.
I disagree.
Okay, Josh disagrees, but we had to drive all the way back through Yellowstone, all the way back through Big Sky, all the way to Billings, one way or the other, and we weren't in Yellowstone the whole time. But we crashed it. We weren't able to do anything in Billings because of the fact that we had to do that really big drive. So we just crashed there for the night and then went into Wyoming.
Yeah, I did not remember Billings at all.
Yeah, because
we just stayed there overnight.
Yeah, it was just a sleep spot.
We've done that quite a few places. Please don't get offended.
Yes.
Because sometimes we just need to sleep and work.
Yes.
Wyoming.
Yes. And we stayed in Casper, and we worked with the Ramcota Inn and Conference Center there.
That was an amazing hotel.
Yes. And they had a free happy hour, and they had free breakfast, and they had a nice pool.
The happy hour.
Yes. Josh and I, that was our first time, like,
drinking.
Especially because it was in the hotel, and it was, like, right across from our room. So, honestly, like, we just were able to check on Piper, but also be at a bar at the same time, getting free drinks. Yeah. Like, okay, I'll take that.
That was
a really,
really nice arrangement.
Yes. Yes, it was.
That was another one of the places where we didn't really look at where we were. We took her on some walks.
But that was, well, I mean, those of you who like to remind me that I need oil changes on this trip, like, I don't know. Casper was where I got the oil change, so we had kind of like the tune-up day while we were there, and then the day that we were leaving, we were going to go on that big hike, but that was when we lost the water bottle. Like, We had a water bottle that seriously Amelia Earharted on us. Like, it just disappeared out of the middle of nowhere. No idea where it went. And we were going on this walk, and then we got really thirsty and couldn't do anything. We had to go on a hunt to find new filtered water bottles. So that kind of ruined that time in Casper,
Andrew
too.
Was in a very bad mood.
I was thirsty.
Mm-hmm. But like, and while we were there anyway in Casper, like, our work was to kind of promote the hotel and mm-hmm. use its services and say what we think to the camera. So that's what we did, really. That
and it
worked.
Was really great.
I mean, it was very funny because the day we got there, we were like, great, happy hour, 5 to 6, free drinks. Let's go there. So we went there, we got, I think, do we have 4 each?
Yeah.
4 each within that hour, as well as a shot. And then another shot later.
We paid for the shots, but they were $3. You paid for the shots, so whatever.
And then, after that... Okay, so I have usually a high tolerance for alcohol because back in New Zealand, I drank a lot more than I drank here, I guess. Casually and not always, you know, not always too much. I'm not a naughty boy. But I hadn't been drinking for so long. So after the second beer, I was already very tipsy. And then after the next beer and the next beer and the shot, I was, you know, I was feeling it for sure. And we ate some food. It was really nice. Went back to the room. And I remembered that I had a 3/4 full bottle of wine left that we hadn't drank from another night. Because usually when we get a bottle of wine or something, we have a glass and then we're like, I'm so tired, I want to go to sleep. So I had this this bottle of wine and I decided it'd be a really good idea to drink it. I drank the whole thing in that night. And it's safe to say that the next day was absolute hell. Mm-hmm. It was absolute hell. And that was supposed to be our full work day, a day where we just did solid work, you know. I didn't do any work until the evening. I did work, but I didn't do anything until the evening. It was a very terrible hangover. Something that I am, like, not used to. Not that kind of hangover, anyway. I had a splitting headache for most of the day. I got up at, like, 8 a.m. and had a shower for an hour because...
It was earlier than that.
It was earlier
it
than
was
that.
In, like, the 3-4 o'clock day because it was still dark and I woke up.
I think
up
it was 5.
And I was like, what are you doing?
That's right. And I was in there for so long because I actually... It's a technique I use for when I'm hungover, but the water, like, hitting me in the forehead kind of numbs the pain in my head because I can just feel this really satisfying massage of the forehead. So that's why I was in there. But when I get this hungover, like, I sit down in the shower, I have it hitting my face, and I have my eyes closed, and I literally have my eyes closed for that full hour. I have my eyes closed, and I haven't been that hungover since I was like 21, you know.
In Wyoming. With the cowboys. Mm-hmm. That was the first time we got like, for realsy cowboys.
Plaid shirts.
Yes. Driving through Wyoming, honestly, it just reminded me of all of the Western movies that my grandpa used to watch that I really, no offense, grandpa, but I hated. They were so boring.
That's
and they
something
were
I
like,
agree with. I like, I'm not a huge fan of Western movies.
Yeah. And it was really pretty to see it in, like, the for real sense, but it was like, oh my gosh, there's real cowboys.
And also, we do have a little issue with Wyoming as well. As soon as we stopped at the sign.
Yes.
Because
tell him, Josh.
Yeah.
Let him know.
If you let me. As soon as we got to the sign, there was trash all over the front of it. Like, on the grass in front of it, there was trash everywhere. Notice that I'm using trash and not rubbish. I've changed. So we were like, ooh, gross. That's gross. Hopefully the state's not like that. I'm sorry to say, Wyoming, that you need some... You just need some, like, help with cleaning up the land. Because almost every place we stopped, where we walked Piper, just where we got out, anywhere, like, there was trash all over. It was really, really dirty. And it was sad. It was sad because it was beautiful, like, from afar. And then you got close and you see that there's trash all through the ground. And it's just really not nice to see. And as well as that, Wyoming... Was Wyoming the first state where we had hours and hours between where we could stop.
Yes. Like, and no gas stations.
Yeah, and no gas stations. It was like a... It was beautiful, and we really, really, really wanted to stop so many times. We took side roads just to see if we could, like, a bunch of times. But the whole time, we couldn't stop anywhere. We couldn't walk Piper. Like, we just couldn't do anything, because it was all owned land. There was no open spaces, like public parks or anything like that on the way. It was all just owned land, and it was kind of disappointing, to be honest. It was really nice. It was a nice drive, but, like, it wasn't great for Piper or for us when we wanted to stretch our legs.
Or for the gas tank.
We almost ran out as well. That's the thing. Like, they need... I think Wyoming has potential. It has potential. It obviously, like, maybe used to be incredible, and it still is incredible. It could just be improved tenfold. Just clean up the trash, stop littering, and get some gas stations and some public walks.
Yes.
Up in, yeah.
Yes. And the Capitol was closed. We went to Cheyenne.
That was another thing.
That was another thing that it would have been nice if Google would have let us know, mm-hmm. because it didn't. It said open today from whatever to whatever. And we got there and it was closed.
To be fair, you just can't always trust Google. Like, just go straight to the source, the website.
Yeah.
We've learned that anyway.
Yeah. But... regardless, we went to Cheyenne. The Capitol was closed. We did get to see our first... Well, there was a lightning storm in Colorado that we got to watch from Wyoming. I thought that was cool.
That was really, really cool. We love storms.
And we pretty much kind of had that hotel to ourselves, too. There was nobody...
There was absolutely... We had maybe two other people.
I have a complaint about that, though.
Why?
Because here's the thing. Because remember the fact that there was, like, three other people, but they were all our neighbors? And it's like, there's an entire hotel here, empty, and you put, like, the
everyone
people
together.
All right next to each other. Like, why can't we have any, like, distance or space from each other? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
So that was really weird.
Because privacy is nice, and, like, having that in a hotel isn't that, like, easy to come by. It's not usually very soundproof, and... there's usually a lot going on, like, at most hours, and Piper is very sensitive to noise when she's in a hotel room, because she wants to protect us, and because the room is small and the hallway is right outside, anything that happens out there, she hears it. Well, this was what she was like. She's changed now.
Yeah, she still does, but she's
better.
Yeah, way better.
But yeah, it was so odd where they put us all together.
Yeah.
But then they left. And it was just us for a night, wasn't it?
I don't remember, but it was very, very quiet.
It was dead.
Hotel. But yeah, it would have been nice if they would have actually let us have the space.
Yep.
But
and also, like, the dog area, again, this is a specific... What place was this? Was it a La Quinta?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was. They had a dog area, and there was also a whole bunch of grass around, just, like, that we could take her on as well. It was all connected. But it was covered in trash.
Mm-hmm.
It was covered in trash. And this was at a hotel. Like, I don't understand why. And also, again, there was dog shit everywhere. And there were bags right there.
And, like, for those of you listening who have not been to New Zealand, the reason that Josh gets extra super upset is because New Zealand is... pristine. You go on walks, there's not trash anywhere. I even talked about it when I was in New Zealand, and when we were planning this trip, and I told him, I'm like there's trash everywhere over here. Like, you aren't gonna understand it, because New Zealand is so clean. And, you know, it is upsetting to, like you said, at the Wyoming sign, literally as you go, you look at Montana and it's clean and it's pretty, and you look into Wyoming and there's just trash at the sign everywhere on the whole road and for the whole rest of the way, and there was roadkill on the road a bunch, and all this just really displeasing to the eye kind of stuff.
And the thing that frustrates me, like, a whole bunch in terms of them, I call them, well, New Zealanders call them motorways, you call them, what do you call them?
Freeways.
Freeways. All the freeways have signs on them that say, like, $200 fine for littering, yet there's trash every inch of the whole of the freeways, like... I don't understand it. If you've got a law there, why don't you put cameras in places? Like, why do you let this happen? Like, is it really just so that when you take prisoners from jails out to collect rubbish, like, you just want it there so they can have a job to do? Because it's not it's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe how dirty that is. Like, you look on the side of the road, right in the middle of the road, and there's, like, McDonald's, there's, like, an old tire, there's cardboard, there's just crap on top of crap for miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know who's getting the fines for that, because that's a problem, and that's not just in any specific state. That's in every single state.
And it is upsetting because it is all so gorgeous, but then you look at the ground, and then you see that.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, well, now we're in a dumpster, so cool.
It's like, if you're having problems with your trash and how much of it, like, you don't know where to put it, you need to look at ways to stop having so much trash. I'm sorry, I do not mean to bitch, but there are some things that I have noticed here that I've also noticed in New Zealand, but here it is 10 times worse. Like, packaging. Okay, the packaging over here...
ridiculous.
Okay, say that I buy a package and it's got a really big, beautiful candy inside, right? So it'll have a box. That'll be the first package. It'll be a box. Oh, no. Right. So it's a box wrapped in some plastic. That's what you got first, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just so it can hang on the shelf at the supermarket. Mm-hmm. That's what you got. The plastic. Then you got the box. Then inside that box, you've got a wrapper. You've got a wrapper for this thing. That's three different types of trash for one thing. You do not need that. You do not.
I know.
And I just can't believe, like, why don't you just keep it in the plastic? That it's, like, the only thing that's actually mattering to this lolly. I don't get it. You have packages, packaging within packaging within packaging for the stupidest things. And it's all of the things as well. Like, come on, just be a little eco-friendly. Like, make some laws where people, you know, have to manufacture things in certain types of materials that you can either recycle or are not going to be a nuisance. Because you wonder why there's trash everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you have so much trash that you don't need to use.
Yes.
Ugh. Not everything has to be bloody pleasing to the eye. I would much prefer a delicious sweet inside a crappy little, I don't know, paper packaging than see it in, like, a shiny plastic-covered box that has a wrapper inside of it before you can get to it. I just don't get it. I really don't. And I'm sorry that's a big rant, and we'll probably just remove this out from this whole thing, but
I think it's important for people to hear. You're the foreign perspective.
I do have issues with this country, as much as I do love it, because I do love it. I just... there are some really simple things that could be improved.
Yes.
Okay, your president, but...
oh, my God.
Josh. Let's not get into that.
Oh, Josh. Okay, yeah, we're going to move. We're going to move from that, because we... after Cheyenne and all the dirtiness, that was Wyoming. Because I'm sorry, Wyoming, but you were pretty much the dirtiest state so far.
You were beautiful, but you were most definitely the dirtiest.
Yeah, definitely the trashiest. Faux show.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just right close to Denver... so we did decide to just hop down into Denver, Colorado really quickly.
Best decision we ever
made. And we stopped in a place called Wellington, Colorado, where we got that little bumper sticker for the car, which is a little coffee shop. But we did not get to make it to the Denver capital because we ended up just going to the Denver Zoo, which I... okay.
We have feelings about this.
I don't necessarily... it's not just the Denver Zoo in particular, but... yes, and this was the first time I've been to a zoo as, like, an adult. Because I used to just... I only had been as a kid before.
Did you not go to the Wellington Zoo?
No, I never went to the Wellington Zoo. But I... now that I'm an adult, I'm just like, why do these animals all look so sad? And, like, I just don't like that. And I didn't really have a good time at the Denver Zoo. It was cool... because you got to see your first bear.
Yeah.
But besides that, I was over it.
Yeah, and that was pretty much the only reason we went. And also, like...
but the bears gave us a show, by the way. Side note, true. Those bears gave us a show.
Uh-huh. We'll get to that very soon. But another thing I want to touch on, which kind of confuses me about this whole zoo situation, is that the tickets were only $12 each. That is so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
In New Zealand, if you go to the zoo, it's like 20-something, 30-something dollars... just to get in. You know, it's not cheap, and it's because that money goes towards the animals, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, like, not all of it, obviously, but a chunk of it does. And I just feel like here, I don't think people have an issue spending $20 or $30 on going to the zoo. That's a full day, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think with a zoo that... And the Denver Zoo was the biggest...
No, that was Omaha.
That's right, sorry.
Yeah, that was Nebraska. Okay. We'll get there later, yeah. too. Not in this podcast, but we will get there.
See how I mix everything up in my mind? It's all just a big
swirl.
Okay,
those happened in a very quick succession,
yeah.
though.
But, yeah, the feelings about the zoo were mixed. I really wanted to see a bear. I really, really did.
And you did. A grizzly.
And I did. Two of them. They weren't grizzly.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were. I swear to you, yes, they were.
Okay. They were grizzly, whatever. Anyway, it was great and sad at the same time. Like, yeah. It was great because when we first got there, the huge one was in, like, the water having a fun time, mm-hmm. hops out of the water, then, like, shakes its booty at yeah. us and, like...
Scratched its back against the rock.
So I got to see, like, what it does. Yeah. You know, what I've seen in videos that I would always, yeah. you know, would love to see. So that was great. But then the other one came out, and the other one I think was female.
I think so.
I think she was female. They didn't interact at all. They avoided each other like the plague. Well, she avoided him anyway. but she was like...
She had like a tick. Or something.
Yeah, like, well, not like the bug, like a, you know, like a movement of the head that she mm-hmm. does over and over, and it looks like she's going senile, and she mm-hmm. was bored, she wasn't doing anything really, just walking around in a circle, and it was really, really sad, and they both looked super bored, and then one of them, the big one, was so bored that it, like, kind of half attempted to climb out, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, towards us.
Yeah.
It was like, well, might as well give it another try, I guess. Like they, and it was a tiny little area they yeah. had. A super tiny area. I don't know what the area was like inside, like yeah. where they sleep or whatever, but the outside area was tiny mm-hmm. compared to how big they were. And that's what it was like with every single animal. Mm-hmm. Like we saw a polar bear as well.
It looked malnourished,
run down, like the fur wasn't like kept well, it wasn't looking after itself, it was just lying down bored. They just, like, all the animals were so sad. And yeah. I know that, like, hopefully the majority, I don't know, I have not looked this up, but I'm hoping the majority of these animals are rescues and, you know, like, or like bred in captivity and can't be let out into the wild. Like, I'm hoping that that's the case. But in saying that, these animals aren't happy, none of them are happy. They're all so bored.
Yes.
And, like, big animals like that, they shouldn't just get a room the size of a two-bedroom house. You know,
our current living condition
is bigger
than what they had.
And yeah. And this is a two-bedroom,
like, Airbnb. Loft on yeah. the second floor mm-hmm. of a...
Only thing they had that was better than this is a pool.
Yeah.
And the pool, even the pool was tiny.
Yeah, it was.
Know? They could jump in and then jump out.
And it wouldn't have been able to fit both of them at the same time.
It was a sad experience. It started off really cool. Like, we were enjoying it. I always love seeing the birds because birds are never, I don't know, they don't really freak out that much when they're in a cage. They're all good. You know, some of the basic animals that are kind of at every single zoo, the ones that I'd seen in New Zealand and everything, they were really, really awesome. But then, yeah, most of the big animals just looked so sad, and it made us sad.
Yeah. But my only other complaint about in Denver, because mm-hmm. Denver was really cool. It was a really nice city. We also went to Boulder just for like a minute to go on a walk, and Boulder was beautiful.
That was nice.
We stayed at this Super 8. One of the many Super 8s in Denver. Like, I don't remember exactly which one, but for their pet policy, okay, so some hotels let us letter on the furniture and let us do all that, whatever. Some of them don't. It does suck when she's not allowed on the furniture, but this Super 8 said that she had to be in her crate the entire time, which, even when we were there. Which
I would consider, like, animal abuse.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm sorry. And if anyone from that Super 8 is listening, I don't care. I did not do that. I did not comply to that rule. I did not let her on the bed, no. Like, I kept her off the furniture, because we do that when we're told, because mm-hmm. we're respectful, and she's got her own bed. It's not a big deal. But I'm not going to leave my dog caged and crated the entire time that I'm in the hotel.
Like, don't, do not
advertise.
Do not advertise as a pet friendly hotel,
and then charge me extra money to have my dog every night
mm-hmm. when the dog isn't allowed to touch anything. It's supposed to be dog friendly. We had another Super 8 the other day when Andrew asked the same thing, and they said, or maybe it was before that, I don't remember when it was, but they said, why would we have pet-friendly rooms if they weren't allowed on the furniture? Yeah. And that was about the furniture.
Yeah.
And we weren't even asking to get Piper on the furniture.
Yeah.
We just didn't think it was okay to leave her in a cage the whole time. And, like, when Andrew did talk to the guy at the counter when we, like, made the reservations and stuff, he did say it's fine if she's just in her bed, but the policy said that they had to be in a crate.
Yeah, the whole time. And I'm sorry, but I just think that that's absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
I think Denver, Super 8, whichever one we were at.
It was like, Westminster. I feel like that's the one that sticks mm-hmm. with me. I will never stay with you ever again. Yeah,
I would not recommend, definitely not
if you have friendly. A dog. Like, if you have a bad besides that.
But, like, I would not recommend this as a dog-friendly hotel at all. Mm-mm. It was crappy. It was awful.
But just that one in particular. But I also got a speeding ticket in Denver, so thanks to those speed light cameras.
But that's your own fault.
Yeah, well, it's because it was a speed light camera. We don't have those in California, but life goes on. but anyway, that kind of covers our time in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and the brief bit of Colorado that we did. We have plenty more coming mm-hmm. soon, but any closing thoughts here, Josh?
I really need a pee, so we'll keep it quick. Idaho, amazing. Wyoming was also amazing.
Montana
was amazing. They were all amazing in their different ways.
But Wyoming, you need to clean up your trash.
Yeah, Wyoming, clean up your trash. Idaho, get a little bit more dog friendly, because so many of you have dogs, I don't understand why there are not more parks.
Yeah.
And what can we say about Montana that's something that we can improve on?
Stop snowing so much so that we can actually go to your national parks.
That was our own fault.
Because actually, the truth be told, we had 2 weeks planned in Montana, mm-hmm. and 9 of those days were planned to be camping, and they all got cut, and so we went from 14 days to 5. So, sorry, Montana, we would have explored you a little bit more.
We would have loved to. But Andrew, is our own fault because we picked the wrong time of year.
My California brain, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. We've been over this.
No, we were going to have to travel in the winter at some point, but I mean, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And now, like you said, we have open campgrounds coming our way, so we will have plenty more adventures to check in with you folks about later. Mm-hmm. As always, thank you for listening. If you haven't had a chance to subscribe to this podcast, please do. You can also subscribe to the blog on lifeinanotherworld.com. Or if you want to check out our YouTube series, it's Two Men and a Dog. They're on YouTube, all one word, Two Men and a Dog. And it's the number 2. So don't type it out.
We can just put it on the page.
Yeah.
That this is all.
It's all good. I just like people to hear it. Mm-hmm. So, Two Men and a Dog, Life in Another World. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time when we go over our time in Nebraska and the Dakotas. See you later. Bye.
Bye.